我们再有一点时间的祷告。
Let us have some prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你又召聚我们在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you for calling us before your presence here today.
我们看见你在这一次大会里面实在向你的儿女们说话。
We have testified of how you have spoken to your children during this conference this week.
为主已经说过的话，我们感谢你。
For what you have already spoken, we want to thank you.
我们为主还剩下一点的时间，包括明天早晨，恭敬地交在你的手里。
And for the remaining time, even up until tomorrow morning, we commit them into your hands.
因为你是 Alpha, 你也是 Omega.
Because you are Alpha and you are the Omega.
你既然动了善工，就要成全这工。
And since you have began the good work, you will finish it.
所以我们把这些时间交在你的手中。
We commit this time into your hands.
当人在外面说话的时候，我们求你在我们每一个人里面说话。
When man speaks outwardly, may you speak inwardly to each and every one of us.
但愿用你的同在，圣灵充满整个的聚会。
And may you presence the Holy Spirit completely in their midst.
我们一面经历你的同在。
On one hand, we experience your presence.
我们在深处也看见你的荣耀。
And in our depths, we see your glory.
我们就愿意把敬拜爱戴归给你。
We want to give you all the glory and our love.
不止荣耀征服我们。
Not only does your glory conquer us,
但愿你的爱也征服我们。
But may your love conquer us.
叫我们起来能答应你的呼召。
That we can answer your call.
能愿意为你做你自己的见证人。
That we can be the true witnesses for you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. 我想大家都知道，这次大会的主题是讲到基督见证的恢复。
And we all know by now that the theme of the conference is the recovery of the testimony of Christ.
我的责任乃是说到在教会历史中见证的传承。
And my responsibility is in the church history, the receiving and passing on of the testimony.
按道理应该要说到2000年的故事。
I really should say a history of 2000 years.
我们只有两次的时间，所以一次应该要说1000年。
So we only have two sessions, so each session we should cover 1,000 years.
但是大会非常的仁慈，说第二天可以打六折。
But the conference management was very nice to us and said we can have a 40% discount on the second session.
所以讲到恢复，讲到改革运动就可以了。
So we only need to speak up until the Reformation.
但是从昨天晚上我们的经验我们就知道。
But through the experience from last night,
我们虽然是希望只讲早期的最早的三百年的历史。
Even though we just wanted to cover the first 300 years of church history,
但时间实在是过得太快。
But time passes really quickly.
所以呢，我不知道今天我们还能讲多少。
I don't know how much we'll be able to cover today.
也许我自动的要打六折。
And maybe automatically I'll give a further 40% discount.
但是不管怎么样，我们要知道，我们说到这三百年历史的时候。
But when we speak of the 300 years of history,
我们是用圣经里面的预言来做解释。
We use the explanation of prophecy in the Bible to explain.
因为历史的资料历史的事实太多了。
Because the data, historical data is just too much.
很多的故事也太多了。
Too many stories.
所以就圣灵能告诉我们那个重点在什么地方。
So only the Holy Spirit can tell us what the emphasis is.
那以弗所乃是说到放松的教会。
When we talk about the church in Ephesus, that means the church that has become lax.
主升天以后，一直到主后120年，大概就是以弗所教会的时代。
And the time of the church of Ephesus is from the ascension of our Lord to about 120 AD.
在这一段时间里面，我们看见教会开始放松了。
And from here we see that the church becomes loose.
然后接下来的是士美拿教会。
And then following that is Smyrna.
那就是100年到313年。
And that is from the year 120 to 313.
士美拿是受苦的意思，士美拿是末药的意思。
Smyrna means myrrh.
这给我们看见接下来差不多200年的教会是苦难中的。
And through that, we see that the following 200 years is a suffering church.
所以我们可以简单的来说。
So simply speaking,
头三百年教会的历史。
The first 300 years of church history.
一面是放松的故事。
On one hand is a story of being loose.
另一面是得胜的故事。
On the other hand is a victorious story.
如果一面他说到放松。
On one hand it is being lax or loose.
但另一面也说到得胜。
But on the other hand, it speaks of victory.
不管从哪个角度来看，我们都不管从哪个角度来看它，我们都能学到功课。
It doesn't matter from what angle we look at it, we can learn a lesson.
那要紧的就是我们要来问，到底头 使徒时代教会是怎么放松的。
So we want to ask, how did the church in the apostolic age become loose?
我们说过，如果以弗所是代表第一个就是使徒时代那个时期的教会的话，
If we are to say that Ephesus represents the church condition in the apostolic age,
我想最准确的历史资料就是约翰给我们的。
Then we know that the most accurate historical data is what John gives us.
因为这七个教会就是当初的教会。
Because these seven churches were the churches of that time.
就是使徒时代的教会。
The churches of the apostolic age.
所以我们在讲义里面我们特别写到小亚细亚的七个教会。
So when we mention it in our handout, we say the seven churches in Asia Minor.
但是这七个教会是代表性的。
But these seven churches are representative.
那时候当然有耶路撒冷的教会。
Of course there was the church in Jerusalem.
有在罗马的教会。
The church in Rome.
有在安提阿的教会。
The church in Antioch.
有在别的地方的教会。
And other churches.
但是圣灵特别用七个教会来代表第一个世纪的时候那个教会的光景。
But the Holy Spirit used these seven churches to represent the condition of the church during that time.
所以总的来说那个时候教会当然是放松了。
And during that time, if we were to look at it, indeed the church became loose.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
因为七个教会里面主要五个教会要悔改。
Because of the seven churches, the Lord said for five of them to repent.
他们好像离开了神的旨意。
It's as if they've left the will of God.
我们知道劝人悔改是劝罪人悔改。
So if we are to ask people to repent, that means we ask sinners to repent.
但是这些人已经蒙恩得救了。
But these have already been saved.
教会难道需要悔改吗？
Does the church need to repent?
弟兄姊妹，教会果然需要悔改。
Yes, the church needs to repent.
七个教会，五个教会需要悔改。
Of the seven churches, five had to repent.
然后主在每个教会呼召得胜者。
And then out of each church, God called out for overcomers.
当教会大体失败的时候。
When at large the church failed.
现在神要呼召有一般人来维持神的见证。
God wants to call those to maintain the testimony of God.
而且他们能为全教会悔改。
And then they can repent for the entire church.
然后他们能回到神旨意的中心。
And they can come back to the purpose of God.
以弗所的教会，以弗所教会的得胜者。
The overcomers in Ephesus
代表全教会在那里悔改
represents the entire church in their
repentance. 他们要回到起初的爱
They want to go back to their first love.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这个时候你看见最后你就看见虽然他们有失败
Even though they have failed.
但是就在那个时候
But during that time.
乃是那般得胜者来维持神的见证
These overcomers kept God's testimony.
所以如果讲到七个教会
If we are to speak of the seven churches,
讲到需要悔改的
speaking of repentance,
只要到他们有哪些是哪些这个哪些是放松的
and to see which ones have become loose,
那太多太多了
there are too many stories,
比方说以弗所怎样失去当初的爱
just like Ephesus, how they have lost the first love,
然后老底家怎样不冷不热
how Laodicea is neither hot nor cold,
那弟兄姊妹这里有太多需要悔改的
there's too many things that need to be repented of,
但是弟兄姊妹你要听懂主的话
But you have to understand the Lord's word.
如果讲到这些放松的情形
When we speak of being lax here,
当然失去当初的爱是在神的心里，住在心里面。
Of course, losing the first love is in the Lord's heart.
不冷不热的光景叫我们的主伤心。
Not cold nor hot does indeed sadden our Lord.
但在这些软弱的情形里。
But during these times of weakness,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果我们能听懂神的心意
if we can understand his purpose,
你只要看他怎么讲了又讲，讲了又讲。
You can see he speaks and he speaks again.
你知道有的做女儿的长大了。
You know, some of those who are daughters, when they grow up,
那现在他也做了事情了
and they start to work.
那爸爸妈妈在家里面
and the dad and mom are at home.
晚上好不容易大家一起吃饭了
and then everybody starts to eat at dinner.
然后爸爸妈妈一定要问长问短，你白天做什么？做这个做那个
and the dad and mom are always inquiring of the daughter, what did you do today?
啊，
How was your day?
你的工作怎么样啊？你的老板怎么样啊？
How's your boss?
但是你慢慢你就知道妈妈爸爸常常讲什么事。
And then you'll always know that they will always come back to one topic.
你今天有没有碰到白马王子啊?
Did you meet your prince today?
你知道讲你的老板怎么样？
When you speak of your boss,
也许讲两次。
Maybe they'll mention it twice.
但是讲到白马王子也讲了五次。
But when you speak of a prince, they'll speak of five times.
你就知道爸爸妈妈心里面在着急什么事。
You know what the dad and mom are really thinking in their
heart. 这个女儿什么都很好。
This daughter is great.
到现在还没有嫁出去。
But she hasn't married yet.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？他们在担心一件事情。
So they're worried about something.
他当然担心女儿的工作。
Of course, they're worried about her work.
但是你慢慢听她讲，你就到底她担心什么。
But when you hear what they're saying, you know exactly what they mean.
你看七个教，你读七个教会的。
When you read the seven churches,
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it quite amazing?
有的时候一件事情主提了两次。
Sometimes the Lord will mention one thing twice.
在以弗所教会里面。
At the church of Ephesus.
你看见我们的主提到耶路撒冷上的教会。
You see that the Lord mentions the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
那实在说来，以弗所书是讲尼哥拉一党的行为。
Actually, if you read here in to the letter to the Ephesus, here it says the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
起头的时候就行为，还没有教训。
Before it's just the deeds, not the teachings.
但是到了这个别加摩的时候，就有了。
But when you reach Pergamum, it shows the teaching of the Nicolaitans. So the Nicolaitans was mentioned twice. Brothers and sisters, when we speak of the church becoming lax, there is one thing that is heavy in the Lord, in God's heart. It is something that he keeps repeating and he cannot forget. When he thinks of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, he also thinks of the teachings of the Nicolaitans. Also, the word Jews is mentioned twice. It's mentioned once in Smyrna. And it speaks of the blasphemy by those who say they are Jews. And are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. And then in Philadelphia, it mentions it again. Those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not. Behold, they are the ones who lie. I will have them to come and bow down at your feet. And to know that I have loved you. Maybe you mentioned the Jews once, that's enough. How come the Lord mentions it once again? Brothers and sisters. Yes, in the apostolic age, the church indeed become lax. But here you see a special feature. If you want to see how overall it became lax, the teachings and the deeds of the Nicolaitans, plus the slander and the lies of the Jews, if you add these together, that is how the church became lax in the apostolic age. Why? Because this has to do with the church the testimony. It has to do with the testimony of Christ. Suddenly you will see how did the church become in this condition. Before God had a purpose. Because of his work on the cross, not only did he resurrect, not only did he also ascended. And then the Holy Spirit will pour down. And in the Spirit, we were baptized into one body. The body of Christ began. Brothers and sisters, new wine can only be put in new wineskins. The body of Christ is that new wineskin. Judaism is the old wineskin. Impossible for you to put the new wine into an old wineskin. But the Christians of that time, especially those in Jerusalem, because when they began, they were a group of Jews. They were influenced by tradition. They couldn't turn around. Just like James, he was a great disciple,
我们看见,
apostle.
我们看见说就实在是用他,
the Lord really used him.
到了以使徒行传15章, 教会开会的时候,
so when we arrive in Acts chapter 15,
你看雅各的话是最后的话,
James spoke the last word.
雅各的话乃代表圣灵所说的话,
James represented what the Holy Spirit wanted to say.
你没有疑问,
so unquestionably,
你看见说神, 那丰富的生命在这个弟兄的身上,
that life abundant was in him.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
等到他见到保罗的时候,
when he met Paul,
他说弟兄啊,
he said, brother,
你看见在耶路撒冷有几万人,
there are thousands and myriads of those in Jerusalem.
好像说这些人都得救了,
as if they were all saved.
他们的确是得救了,
yes, they were saved.
他们相信耶稣基督了,
they believe in Jesus Christ.
但他又多讲了一句,
but he also added a word.
个个都为律法热心,
each and every one of them were zealous for the law.
然后他劝保罗,
then he said, Paul,
你为着免去误会,
so there will be no misunderstanding,
你也去跟他们献祭,
why don't you go sacrifice with
你也去许愿,
them? You also go,
许愿,
also do your vows.
那么结果呢, 他们在等祭司的时候,
and as they were waiting for the priest,
天上的神不能等了,
the God in heaven could not wait.
圣灵不能够等,
the Holy Spirit could not wait.
在那个时候,
at that time,
圣灵一定要保罗, 一定要,
then the Holy Spirit handcuffed Paul's hands.
主知道如果保罗再自由下去的话,
the Spirit knew that if he were to continue,
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
这就是告诉我们说,
that means,
新酒乃是装在旧皮袋里面,
the new wine being put into the old wine,
新酒不可以装在旧皮袋里面,
you cannot do that.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故,
for that reason,
结果你看见保罗就被监禁起来了,
and then Paul was in prison.
保罗失去了自由,
Paul lost his freedom.
就在监狱里面,
and it was in the prison.
神开他的眼睛,
that Jesus, the Lord opened his eyes.
当他的眼睛被开启,
and when his eyes were opened,
他看见教会是基督的身体,
he saw that the church was the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的丰满,
it is the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
所以当他在罗马监狱里面,
so when he was in the Roman prison,
他看见了20几年前在大马士路上神给他看见的,
he saw what he saw 20 years ago on that road to Damascus.
那个时候他有光, 没有那么多的话,
at that time there was light but not many words.
20几年以后他不仅有光, 也有话,
20 years later not only did he have light, he also had words.
他不止自己看见了,
not only did he see himself,
现在他要借着神的话, 叫别人也看见,
but through God's word he wanted others to see.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
许多人眼睛需要被开启,
many brothers and sisters have to have their eyes.
使徒雅各的眼睛需要被开启,
James had to have his eyes open.
保罗自己的眼睛也需要被开启,
Paul's own eyes had to be open.
现在需要有话,
there had to be a word.
现在不只是保罗看见了,
not only did Paul see,
现在保罗能借着神的话来发表他,
and through God's word Paul can manifest it.
这就是以弗所书跟哥罗西书,
that is the book of Ephesus and Colossians.
哥罗西书给我们看见基督是教会的元首,
Colossians shows us that Christ is the head of the church.
而这个使徒以弗所书给我们看见教会,
and Ephesians tells us that the church is the body of Christ.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, this vessel is a universal vessel.
你看见吗? 这个就是那个新的皮带,
that is the new wineskin.
你看见所有其他的皮带都太小了,
all the other wineskins are too small.
犹太教, 你看见他最终的思想是千禧年,
Judaism's main thought is the millennium.
他最后乃是看, 他所看见的乃是整个世界,
but what they see is the entire world.
但是主所看见,
but what the Lord sees,
主所要的,
but what the Lord wants,
乃是宇宙的,
he wants you something universal.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个基督的身体头在天上,
the head of the body of Christ is in heaven.
他的身体在地上,
the body is on earth.
是包括古今中啊, 从第一个世纪到现在全世界各地的全部加在一起,
from the first century until now, through all the places it's added together.
这个就是那个新的器,
this is the new vessel.
但是基督徒,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗? 我们要解释为什么头300年,
we have to explain the first 300 years,
你看见福音能送到全世界的各地,
that the gospel can be spread throughout all the corners of the
earth. 当时是罗马帝国征服世界,
at one point the Roman Empire conquered the world.
300年以后,
300 years later,
神的教会征服了罗马帝国,
is the church of God that conquered the Roman Empire.
这个能力从哪来?
Where did this power come from?
这是怎么可能这件事?
How is that possible?
我们说过了,
we said.
因为主应许这些门徒们,
because the Lord promised to these disciples. From Jerusalem all the way to the remotest parts of the earth. They will receive that power from heaven. And then they can be testimonies, witnesses for the Lord. Is it one by one?
不是的,
no.
你看见说在五旬节那一天,
on the day of Pentecost,
他们不只得到上头来的能力,
not only did they receive the power from heaven,
而且你看见教会基督的身体就诞生了,
and we saw the body of Christ was born.
在基督的身体里面,
in the body of Christ,
没有犹太人, 没有希利尼人,
there is no Jew, no Greek.
弟兄姊妹,
sister,
那个身体, 那个合一, 乃是身体里面的合一,
that oneness is the oneness in the body.
现在用身体的力量, 你看见把福音送到每个地方去,
and through that body, godly power, the gospel can be preached.
所以昨天晚上我们已经看见了,
so last evening we saw.
你看见吗? 到了最后的时候,
at the very end,
在整个罗马帝国里面,
in the entire Roman Empire,
每两个公民就有一个基督徒,
out of every two citizens, one was a Christian.
这个太稀奇了,
that's quite amazing.
不管你从怎么找角度去看,
no matter what angle you look at,
你看见这是圣灵所做奇妙的工作,
this is the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
就在这个时候,
at this time,
你根据主自己的话,
according to God's word,
等到当这个约翰来写这七封书信的时候,
when John is to when John writes these seven
letters, 给我们看见在第一个世纪,
when we see them in the first century,
在使徒时代的时候,
in the apostolic age,
教会已经开始放松了,
the church has become lax.
那么是怎么放松的呢?
How did it become lax?
非常的稀奇,
it's quite amazing.
这个尼哥拉党的什么意思呢?
What does Nicolaitan mean?
你如果懂得希腊, 希腊原文的人告诉我们,
those who study Greek tell us,
尼哥就是胜过的意思, 征服的意思,
the first part of the word means to conquer.
拉就是平民的意思,
the Laitan part means the common people.
那么讲到教会慢慢开始放松的时候,
so when you speak of the church becoming lax,
就告诉我们这里有一般人征服了平民,
it says that there are a group of people who have conquered the common people.
本来大家都是平民,
before everybody were common people,
结果教会放松的结果,
but because the church has become lax,
然后你看见这里有了一般的人好像爬到另外一般人上面去,
so now you see a group of people that seem to climb onto other group of people.
弟兄们,这是什么回事?
What happened?
在教会里面怎么可能有一般人比另外一个人高一点?
How in the church can there be somebody at a higher level than another one?
主说,你们都是弟兄。
The Lord said, you are all brothers.
约翰说,我约翰,你们的弟兄。
John said, I, John, your brother.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
如果我们都是弟兄,
if we are all brethren,
怎么有的人爬到上面来征服我们?
How can there be somebody who climbs a little above and conquers us?
你看见教会一定放松了,
that means the church has become loose.
不止如此,
not only that,
圣经明明告诉我们都是祭司,
the Bible tells us we are all priests.
你来到神面前,
when you come before God,
他靠着主基督也可以来到主的面前,
and because of the Christ Jesus, we can come before the Lord.
在我们与神之间没有间隔,
there is no separation, no division, because
靠着基督的宝血,
by his precious blood,
我们坦然无惧都来到神面前,
we can come boldly before his presence.
我们不止站在他的面前,
not only we stand before him,
我们也侍奉他,
we can serve him.
所有在神面前侍奉神的人,
all those who serve him,
他是祭司,
he's a priest.
所以你是祭司, 我也是祭司,
you're a priest, I'm a priest.
每一个人都是祭司,
everybody's a priest.
如果大家都是祭司的话,
if everybody's a priest,
怎么会还有人在神与祭司中间又多了一个阶级呢?
How can there be another class between God and the priest?
在新约里面没有这个东西,
in the New Testament, that doesn't exist.
但如果你读旧约就不一样了,
but if you read the Old Testament, it's different.
读旧约你看见不只有祭司, 还有大祭司,
not, in the Old Testament, you see not only a priest, but you also see the high priest.
所以在旧约里面,
so in the Old Testament,
有这个故事,
there is that story.
虽然有祭司,
even though there's priests,
但是还有个大祭司,
but there's also a high priest.
但是弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们的大祭司就是基督,
our high priest is Christ,
就是我们的主,
it is our Lord.
所以你看见吗?
Do you see that?
教会开始放松了,
the church becomes lax.
怎么会有这种情形呢?
How can you have this condition?
那不止如此,
not only that,
我们如果仔细读圣经的话,
if we were to read carefully the Bible,
我们乃是, 教会乃是基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
我们是彼此做肢体的,
And we are all members one with another.
有的做耳朵的，有的做手的。
Some are an ear, some are a hand.
每一个肢体都有它的功用。
All the members have their functions.
你有一样是我没有的。
You have something I don't have.
我有一样是你没有的。
I have something you don't have.
我能供应你，能把我所有的供应给你。
And I can give you something which you can give back.
所以整个身体就开始运动起来了。
So then the entire body starts to function.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
如果彼此都是肢体的话，
If everyone is a member,
那怎么可能除了头之外，还有在肢体跟头中间的东西呢？
How can there be something else in between the head and the members?
当一个姊妹在那弹琴的时候，
If a sister's there playing the piano,
你看见她可以在一分钟之内可以看2000个掉豆芽菜。
And maybe she can see, in 1 minute, she can see 1,000 bean sprouts.
然后马上她就需要弹，用手马上就弹出来。
And then she has to play the notes.
弟兄姊妹，你看见是头直接支配她的眼睛，支配她的手的。
So you know that the head is actually equipping the hands and telling what to do.
所以怎么可能今天教会会出一种的情形？
So how do you have a condition?
在头跟肢体中间，
that between the members and the head,
又产生另外一个东西呢？
There's something else.There.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读圣经的时候，
when you read the Bible,
当你读预言的时候，
when you read prophecy,
你才发现，
now you know,
果然这些事情慢慢发生了。
These things started to happen.
它不是一天造成的。
It didn't happen overnight.
它就像罗马一样，不是一天盖起来的。
It was like Rome, not built overnight.
它经过了300年，
but 300 years,
慢慢慢慢的演变出来的。
Slowly it became to being.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？慢慢慢慢，你看见说，的的确确在教会里面有尼格拉一党的人。
And then you see in the church there are those of the Nicolaitans.
起头只是行为。
At the beginning it was only the deeds.
但是到了后来就变成教训了。
At the end it became teaching.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这个不是单独的一件事情。
It is not just a single occurrence.
这和犹太人就有关系。
This has to do with the Jews.
那么这里所说的犹太人，
The Jews mentioned here.
如果我们仔细来读的话，
If we read it specifically.
那是指着要把教会犹太化的那帮人说的。
We are talking about those who want to Judaize the church.
弟兄姊妹，在保罗时候就已经有这一帮人了。
In the time of Paul, there was this group of people.
他们又出现了。
They reappeared.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？
Do you see?
教会乃是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
但是现在有人总是觉得要把它变成一个宗教。
But somebody wants, there are people who want to make it a religion.
所有的宗教都是假的。
All the religions are counterfeit.
只有犹太教是真的。
Only the Jewish religion is the true one.
你怎么知道它是个宗教？
How do you know it's a religion?
有个圣殿。
There is a temple.
然后有祭司。
There's a priest.
然后有律法。
And there's law.
又等等等等。
Et cetera, et cetera.
这是犹太教。
That is Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？当时保罗为什么坐牢呢？
Why was Paul imprisoned?
如果神不监禁保罗的话，
If the Lord did not handcuff him,
在那个大的传统底下，
Under that great tradition,
很自然的教会又回到犹太教去。
Very naturally, the church would have gone back to Judaism.
这是怎么可能的呢？
How is that possible?
但是我们知道在头300年，
We know in the first 300 years,
一点都没有错。
Unquestionably,
尤其在使徒时代就已经开始了。
It began in the apostolic age.
那个问题是什么问题呢？
What is that question?
就是你看见慢慢慢慢教会就犹太教化了。
Slowly but surely the church became Judaism.
尤其到了第三世纪末了的时候。
Especially at the end of the third century.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么解释后来的黑暗时代呢？
How do you explain the dark ages?
原因就是头300年的时候。
It is because in the first 300 years.
你看见教会慢慢开始变质了。
You see that the church has become deformed.
你知道说一个有生命的东西慢慢变成没有生命。
Something that has life suddenly is losing life.
宗教像个机器，宗教像个机器一样。
Religion is like a robot.
你只要大祭司把那个 button 一按以后，整个机器动起来了。
It's just like a machine. You just have to press a button and the whole machine starts working.
但是我们知道那个是死的，那个不是活的。
But that has no life. It's dead.
但是弟兄姊妹，这就是头300年教会所经历的。
This is what the church experienced in the first 300 years.
所以现在我们要来看，
Now we want to see.
到底是怎么形成的？
How did it occur?
到底是怎么产生的？
How was it born?
最后到底是怎么成功的？
And how was it accomplished?
当我们 我们已经昨天说过
We already mentioned last night,
在头三百年神兴起了一些非常爱主的人
In the first 300 years, the Lord had several of those who really loved him.
他们在教会里面都是重量级的人物
They were very important men in the church history.
我们提到一些建国使徒的哥利勉、以格拿丢还有珀雷卡
We mentioned Clement, we mentioned Ignatius, we mentioned Polycarp.
然后我们也提到后来，特别到了第二世纪、第三世纪的时候。
And when we mentioned the second and third centuries.
那么有一个伊任纽，还有居普良，还有特度良。
We mentioned Irenaeus, Cyprian, and Tertullian.
那么讲到这个尼格拉党的教尼格拉党的行为的时候。
When we speak of the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
那首先我们要看见说在教会里面在圣经里面很清楚每一个人都是祭司
To begin, we need to see that in the Bible it shows that we are all priests.
每一个人都每一个人都是祭司
We are all priests.
但是慢慢慢慢的那个情形就开始放松了
But slowly that condition became lax.
我想我为着年轻人我要读一段的话
For more of the younger ones, I would like to read something.
我要引一个历史学家，他的名字叫 Philip Schaff.
I want to quote a historian called Philip Schaff.
我觉得，因为他所写的历史乃是基督教官方的历史。
Because the history that he wrote on Christianity is a very objective.
No, 是个 official.
A very official.Account.
所以因为那是官方的历史
Because it is a very official history.
当然根据他的背景他能他我们能我们能我们能看见他是怎么看那个时候事情
And then by his background we can see how he viewed the church history at that time.
所以我们要念一段他所写的话
So we want to read a quote from Schaff.
我们我不要忘记我再说哈这个是从他的角度
Remember, this is from his point of view.
那么尤其从他的立场来看怎么解释怎么看当时第一个世纪的时候的那个时候的情形。
And then he will explain to us his point of view of that time in the first century. In the apostolic church, preaching and teaching were not confined to a particular class.
那么在早期使徒时代的教会教导和教训并不限于特班的一个阶级的一般的人。
But every convert could proclaim the gospel to unbelievers, and every Christian who had the gift could pray and teach and exhort in the congregation.
每一个得救的人都能够对于不信的人传福音，而每一个基督徒，他只要主给他恩典，他能够祷告，能够教导，能够劝勉，在聚会里面。
The New Testament knows no spiritual aristocracy.Or nobility, but calls all believers saints, though many fell far short of their vocation.
那在新约里面，没有特别的一般的人，他圣经称他们做圣徒，虽然他们不是个个都是圣洁的。
Nor does it recognize a special priesthood in distinction from the people as mediating between God and the laity.
所以在神和一般信徒的中间，没有像一个有一个阶级，像祭司的阶级一样。
It knows only one high priest, Jesus Christ, and clearly teaches the universal priesthood as well as universal kingship of believers.
因为我们只知道说耶稣基督是我们的大祭司，而且呢，很明显圣经讲到，我们信徒人人都是祭司，人人都是君王。
It does this in a far deeper and larger sense than the old.
这比旧约所做的是更深的。
In a sense too,which even to this day is not yet fully realized.
你看这里说就是今天好像我们完都没有完全实现的请大家记得当这个 Philip Schaff 写这个的时候是18多少年是19世纪的时候他根据他所知道的就是今天好像还没有完全实现的
Remember when he mentions which even to this day is not yet fully realized, Schaff wrote this in the 19th century. I'm going to continue.The entire body of Christians are called clergy, a peculiar people, the heritage of God.
1 Peter 5:3.
根
据彼得前书五章三节，整个基督的全体都应该是圣品人，因为在原文乃是指着神的产业来说的。 所以我们从这里，所以从这里我们就很清楚。
From here, very clearly we see.
在教会里面是没有圣品阶级的。
There is no clericalism in the church.
但是慢慢的有一个制度叫做圣品制度就产生了。
But something called the clergy started to arrive.
那么这个事情是怎么开始的呢？
How did it begin?
这个事情最早最早开始的是有一个人叫做哥里勉。
It began with this person named Clement.
那么这就是圣经里面所提到的哥里面。
And this is the individual mentioned in the Bible.
因为历史上有两个很有名的哥里面。
Because in history there are two very famous Clements.
所以我们称这个叫做罗马的哥里面。
So we call him the Clement of Rome.
那么在那个时候他读圣经。
When he read the Bible at that time.
他就发现在旧约讲到祭司体系的时候。
When he read the Bible and he saw this matter of the Levitical priesthood.
你看见有大祭司，有祭司，还有利未人。
You saw that there was the high priest, the priest, and the Levites.
如果你把它翻成新约的话的话
，If you were to convert it into New Testament language,
那应该最下面的应该就是 deacons， 就是说就是执事，然后长老，然后上面还有一个东西。
Then you have deacons. If you'd use New Testament language, then the Levites would be deacons, and then you'd have the elders, and then you'd have one more position.
但是圣经里面只讲到长老跟执事。
But the Bible only mentions deacons and elders.
有的时候说到监督和执事。
Sometimes they'll mention bishops and deacons.
但是监督是 overseer， 其实就是长老，长老就是监督。
But an overseer is a deacon. A deacon is an overseer.
所以换句话说，在新约里面。
I'm sorry. The overseer is an elder, and the elder is an overseer.
我们知道在新约里面，监督跟长老跟监督是互 interchangeable， 是可以互换的。
So the word overseer and elder are interchangeable.
意思就是说
，In other words，
监督没有一点比长老更高一点。
The overseer is not greater than an elder.
但是当这些人读圣经的时候
，But when they read the Bible，
他慢慢就发现说。
They started to notice.
如果根据旧约圣经的话
，According to the Old Testament，
那么在长老的上面应该还有个长老长。
Above the elder, there's an elder of an elder.
你知道这个是普通人的一般的观念。
That is the concept of many people.
你如果就你像大祭司，当然是最大的，率领所有的以色列人。
And then you know that the high priest is the greatest one of all, leading all of Israel.
所以当他们读圣经，他们就觉得在这些长老上面应该有个长老长。
So when they read the Bible, they felt that there had to be an elder of elders.
所以他们就把圣经里面的监督跟长老就分开了。
So then they separated the overseers and the elders in the Bible.
比方说当时在罗马有47个长老。
For example, in Rome, there were 47 elders.
结果他们47个长老里面有一个是46个的长老的长。
So then one of the 47 became the elders of the elder of the elders.
那么这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这个长老长就变成监督了。
The elder of elders became a bishop.
所以每一个地方的监督就一个。
So in every locality there was one bishop.
就好像宇宙的教会只有一个头一样。
So like in the universal church there's only one head.
那根据这一般人的领会，
According to the understanding
of these people, 你看你基督怎样是全教会的元首。
How Christ is the head of the church.
在一个地方教会里面，
In one local church,
你看见这个建筑就变成了最这个这就变成了这个最重要的了。
This bishop ended up becoming the most important.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
这个本来圣经里面都是长老。
Before everyone in the Bible are elders.
换一句话说
In other words,
这些长老们是向主负责任的。
These are responsible to the Lord.
神把教会的责任放在他们的身上。
They put the church matters on their hands.
那为什么没有长老长呢？
But how come there are no elder of
elders? 他们是有长老长。
There is an elder of elders.
那个长老长就是基督自己。
That elder of elders is Christ
himself. 不管在什么地方。
No matter where.
基督永远是教会的元首。
Christ is always the head of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看，这是神当初的旨意。
That is God's original purpose.
你看见，不管在什么地方
，No matter where，
不管你多属灵
，No matter how spiritual you are，
虽然神把责任放在你的身上
，Even though the responsibility is upon you，
你会错的
，You can err。
你需要别的弟兄姊妹
，You need other brothers and sisters。
你是罪人，蒙了主的恩典
，You are a sinner saved by grace。
现在主给你恩典，放在这个领袖的位置上。
The Lord now has given you grace to give you a position of leadership。
现在你在前面走，后面有人在你后面跟。
And yes, you walk ahead. There are people who follow you.
但是你要小心，你会不会把人带错了
？But you need to be careful. Are you going to lead people astray?
你从前就是走错路的。
Because you probably you walk astray.
你怎么知道今天你不会走错路
？How do you know you're not going to mistake?
尤其责任放在你身上。
The responsibility is upon you.
弟兄姊妹，你觉得责任是更大的
？You feel that this responsibility is.
所以因着这个缘故
，For this reason,
每一个人都应该伏在基督的元首权柄底下。
Everyone has to be under the headship of the Lord Jesus.
当这些长老们在一起聚集的时候
，When these elders gather together,
不是你说的算，也不是我说的算。
It's not what you says that counts or what you say.
那是基督说的算。
It's what Christ says that counts.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
当他们开会的时候
，When they have a council meeting,
总有一个位置是缺席的，没有人坐在那里的。
There's always an empty seat.
人看不见的。
They can't see it.
但那个位置是属于基督的。
That empty seat belongs to Christ.
但有人觉得这个不行啊。
But some people say it's not.
我们看来看去，没有一个长老长。
We don't have an elder of elders.
所以当你读圣经的时候
，So when you read the Bible,
他们很自然的就说，那么这个，那么这个应该，那么所以慢慢的，他们就在长老的上面就有了长老长。
Then slowly but surely, above the elders, there was another elder.
所以弟兄姊妹，本来是长老智慧的。
Before it was a pres.
Is是长老在那，长老在那管理教会的。
Before the elders were the one controlling the church.
但是现在变成监督来管理教会。
But now the bishops are controlling it.
弟兄姊妹，本来是 collective leadership， 本来是合起，就是本来是这个联合起来一同来负责任的。
Before it was a collective leadership.
但是慢慢的，弟兄姊妹，你就看见说就变成了监督的制度了。
But then it became an episcopy.
那么这个建筑的制度就是慢慢大家非常熟悉的。
And then this episcopacy became very famous.
那么刚开始的时候
，At the very beginning,
我们知道刚开始的时候，尤其是伊格纳丢
，Especially with the beginning of Ignatius.
我们知道伊格纳丢他讲到这个建筑智慧的时候。
When he spoke on this matter of episcopacy,
你可以看得见他讲得很强烈的。
Ignatius was very fervent in saying this.
为什么这样做呢
？Why did he say this?
因为有他的原因的。
There were some reasons.
但弟兄姊妹，为什么？那么，但是最开始的时候
，At the very beginning,
不要忘记了
，Don't forget,
这个建筑只是在一个地方教会说的。
This episcopacy happened at one local place.
换句话说
，In other words,
那就是说，在整个教会里面，在长老之屋上还有一个长老长。
That above the elders there was an elder of elders.
那么现在呢，这个人就称他做监督。
And this person was called a bishop.
所以你读早期两头三百年历史的时候。
So when you read the first 300 years.
刚开始的我们觉得那些很重要的人。
When we thought of those very important men.
像伊格纳丢。
Like Ignatius.
像波雷卡。
Like Polycarp.
所以他们都称他们做监督。
They were called bishops.
刚开始的时候只是个尊重的称呼。
Before it was just an honorary name.
因为的确在教会里面他们走在前面。
Because indeed in the church they were ahead of most.
但是慢慢的我们知道说不知不觉的这个制度就建立起来了。
But slowly that Episcopy started to rise up.
这是什么意思，弟兄姊妹
？What does that mean？
你看见吗？这个制度就很严重的取代了基督做元首那个位置。
And this slowly substituted the fact that the Lord was the head of the church.
因为这些人都是曾经堕落过的。
Because these were all men who had fallen.
如果他们稍微错一点点的话
，If they were to make one little mistake，
你看见整个教会就跟着错误了。
The entire church would have.
所以你看见慢慢。这些事就开始发生了。
And then slowly these things began to happen.
那么在开始的时候
，So when it began，
只是一个地方一个地方的一个监督。
It would happen one place you had one bishop.
但是你知道，像以弗所那样的地方
，But like in Ephesus，
不止以弗所有教会。
Not only was there a church in Ephesus，
离开以弗所不远的地方，好多的乡村。
And aside near Ephesus, there are many villages.
那么每一个乡村里面都有了教会。
But in the villages, there were churches.
按照圣经，应该每一个教会都是几个长老在那里负责任的。
So then, in each church, according to the Bible, there should be elders there responsible.
现在慢慢慢的，每一个教会都有一个监督。
So then, slowly, each place had its own bishop.
但是如果你看看以弗所和以弗所周围的许多的教会。
If you were to see the church in Ephesus plus all the surrounding churches,
如果他们开会的话,
if they were to have a meeting,
那谁的话是最有分量的呢?
Who has the final word?
那很自然的,以弗所的教会的建筑就变成最有分量的。
Very naturally, the bishop in the church of Ephesus had the final word.
所以慢慢一个架构就开始形成了。
And then suddenly you have a structure being built.
本来是一个地方一个地方的。
Before it was one local place, one local place.
但这个演变的结果,
so then what ended up happening,
就变成一个区一个区的。
Then you have one huge area.
所以一个 metropolitan, 一个大都会就有一个 metropolitan bishop, 就有一个大一个区一个区的一个建筑。
So then you would have a metropolis where you would have a bishop.
那不止这样。
Not only
如果是一个省的话。
If you have one province,
那么那个省里面的建筑就变成最大的。
Then in the province, the bishop of that province was the greatest.
慢慢慢慢继续演变下去。
And then that's how it developed.
在罗马帝国里面。
In the Roman Empire,
有三个城市最大的。
There were three great cities.
一个是安提亚。
One is Antioch.
一个是罗马。
One is Rome.
那么一个是罗马，还有一个是亚历山大。
And the other one is Alexandria.
所以这三个教会的建筑。
The three bishops in the churches of these
places. 如果待在一起开会的话。
If they had a council.
他们很自然的就变成很大，比别的好像权柄更大。
Very naturally, their authority became the highest.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
那么再加上耶路撒冷的。
If you add Jerusalem.
再加上这个君士坦丁堡的。
And then you add Constantinople.
所以你看见那个时候在整个世界里面。
In the whole entire world.
你看见说有五个主教，五个监督是最大最大。
You have the five most important bishops.
所以这些建筑就称它做 patriarch, 就称它做列祖的这个列祖的建筑。
So they became known as the patriarch bishops.
那么好了，这个东方正教到这里就完了。
So,
the Greek
Orthodox, portion stops here.
为什么呢？因为他们最大的就是教长就是 patriarch, 就是刚才我们所说的那个建筑，这几个地方的建筑。
Because the highest level of office are the patriarchal bishops.
但是我们知道罗马天主教后来就继续往前走了。
But we know that the Roman Catholic Church went further.
然后慢慢慢慢就认为全世界罗马的建筑是最大的。
So then it ended up being that in the entire world, the bishop in Rome was the greatest.
那没有多久以后，
And shortly after
那么最后我们知道教会制度就诞生了。
And then we know that the, the papacy then was developed.
所以当教会制度产生的时候
So once the papacy was developed,
教会慢慢的就进入黑暗时期。
Then slowly the church entered the dark ages.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗这个放松是一步一步的。
This being loose is step by step.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
光是讲到这个建筑还不严重。
When we speak of These bishops, it's not that important.
但问题就是你把建筑放在什么位置上
The important is where do you put, what level do you put these
bishops? 因为如果讲到这是个制度，是个祭司制度的话
If you're talking about them being an episcopate.
因为旧约里面的祭司就是在人与神中间的
Because when you talk about the Old Testament, the priests are between man and
在旧约有一个 class, 有一个阶级就是在人与神之间的。
In the Old Testament, there is a class between God and man.
所以如果慢慢慢慢的这个是往那个方向走的话
If we were to go back to that position,
那整个制度不光是谁第一的问题。
Then it's not a matter of who's first.
本来都是祭司，现在有了大祭司。
Before all priests, but now you have a high priest.
这就是他们的建筑。
That is their
Bishop. 但是现在问题在这里。
But here's the question.
现在就到底你把这些人放在什么位置上
?What position do you put them in?
慢慢慢的他们就认为这些侍奉主的人。
Then slowly they say these who serve God.
他们所在的位置乃是祭司的位置。
The position that they have is the position of a priest.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
?Do you see that?
这是非常严重的事。
It's extremely important.
那么我们刚才说过。
尤其是伊格纳丢 Ignatius,
尤其是 Irenaeus,
or Irenaeus,
还有就是居普良
or Cyprian,
我们知道经过他们三个人
through the three of them,
那的的确确把教会慢慢慢慢的就把这个制度就完全的建立起来了
and then this system started to grow.
我们知道说这个怎么会变成是个祭司呢
How did it become a priest?
因为最早的时候
Because of the very
既然是监督是最大的
Since the bishops were the greatest,
那每次擘饼聚会的时候
every time they broke bread,
谁起来祝福这个饼杯的
who would stand up to bless the bread and cup?
那当然是监督起来祝福饼杯的
Of course it was the bishop.
或者监督生病了他指定什么人在那儿祝福这个饼杯的
Or if the bishop was sick, he would then appoint somebody to bless the bread and cup.
那么现在很明显你看你在主的桌子跟前
So before the Lord's table,
有一个人在那里擘饼不是祝福饼跟杯
Somebody is there blessing the bread and cup.
每一次都是他
Always is the same person.
那么现在问题在这里
Here's a question.
当他祝福饼杯的时候
When he blesses the bread,
他把饼举起来
When he raises the bread,
他把杯举起来
When he raises the cup,
当他祝福的时候
When he blesses it,
慢慢慢慢的
Slowly,
有一个观念就形成了
There's a thought that is developed.
那是什么意思呢
What does that?
这个饼不是代表基督的身体吗
Isn't this the...Bread represent the body of
杯不是代表基督的血吗
Doesn't the cup represent the blood?
所以这个不是代表一个祭物吗 Sacrifice
Isn't this a sacrifice?
那现在如果这个人在主面前祝福这个饼杯的话
So if somebody is here blessing the bread and cup
如果他的手里是祭物的话
If it's in his hands there's a sacrifice
那么这个人是什么人呢
Who is this person?
这个人当然是祭司了嘛
This person is a priest
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
You see that?
因为他是祭司的缘故
Because he's a priest
这个桌子不是普通的桌子了
This table is no longer an ordinary table.
这个桌子变成祭坛了
This table becomes an altar.
你看这变成 altar 了
This becomes
那么还有这个桌子旁边这个地方范围的地方呢
And then what surrounds this table?
就变成圣所了
It becomes a synagogue.
然后整个聚会地方就变成圣殿了
And this entire place becomes a temple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗
Do you see that?
那是犹太教的东西
That is something from Judaism.
你到犹太教去
When you go to Judaism,
有圣殿
You see the holy place.
还有圣所
You also see See the holy,
那里也有祭坛
You see the altar.
所以弟兄姊妹这是圣殿这是旧约的东西
This is stuff of the Old Testament.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
现在慢慢慢慢的这些人就这些人就变成祭司了
And slowly but surely these people became priests.
所以我们知道到了第三世纪的时候
So we know that in the third century.
这些服侍的人都叫他们祭司
Those who were serving, they were all called priests.
尤其长老叫祭司
And elders were called priests.
简单来说这些都是祭司阶级的人
Simply speaking, these were all priests.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗现在不是现在慢慢慢慢的就产生了一般的阶级
So slowly you see this class that was developed
那刚开始的时候
But when we first began,
这些长老也好监督也好
Whether it be elders or whether it be deacons
他们还做许多他们自己的事
They would still do their own things
但是慢慢的不可以了
But slowly they couldn't
do it anymore 因为这些人是摸属灵的事
Because they were touching spiritual things
所以他慢慢觉得他所摸的世界上的事好像不属灵太俗了
So then they were saying you can't touch the things of this world It's not spiritual
所以慢慢的慢慢慢慢这些所谓圣品人慢慢就不摸世界上的事
So slowly but surely thePart of the clergy started not touching things of
the world. 他们专门管理属灵的事。
They would only touch spiritual things.
到了第四世纪以后。
When they arrived in the fourth century.
然后不可以摸属世的事。
Then you cannot touch the things of
the world. 你只能够专心在那里做这件事。
You can only focus on the spiritual.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
本来是每个人都是祭司的。
Before everyone was a priest.
每个人都要忙的。
Everyone was to be busy.
现在教会里产生一般阶级。
But now you have a class in the church.
属灵的事他们来做。
They are the ones overseeing the spiritual things.
现在我们可以放心爱我们的世界。
Now we can go and love our world.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？本来，所以慢慢慢慢，你看见那个教会的情形是怎样的情形？
So then you see the condition of the church.
那么再没有，再过没有多久以后。
And then shortly afterwards.
弟兄姊妹就要问说，这个既然是圣品人。
Since now that you have the clergy.
他们应该是圣洁的。
They are pure. They
因为祭司大祭司都是圣洁的。
Because all the high priest is pure.
所以他们就打一个问号。
And they ask a question.
那这些人可以结婚还是不可以结婚呢？
Can these people be married?
如果结婚的话，可能就不圣洁了。
If they're married, then they are no longer holy.
所以慢慢慢慢，他们不止不摸世界上的事。
Slowly do they not only touch worldly things.
慢慢慢慢，他越来越不像世界上的人了。
And slowly they become people not of this world.
那你越不结婚，越属灵了。
The more you don't marry, the more spiritual you are.
所以起头的时候没有勉强可以结婚，不可以结婚。
At the very beginning, they didn't insist that you not be married.
那特普良就是结婚的。
Tertullian was married.
我们知道的居普良就是不结婚的。
But Cyprian refused to get
married. 但在开始的时候，每个人照着圣灵的引导。
And everybody was led according to the Spirit.
但是慢慢慢慢到了最后的时候就不同了。
But at the very end, it became different.
到了最后的时候，结果你看这些圣品人，他们就不可以结婚了。
At the very end, the clergy could not be married.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在你就看见说，慢慢慢慢的就变成这种情形了。
Slowly, this condition developed.
当这些情形发生的时候，
When this condition developed,
你要问说这个到底是神的教会呢还是犹太教呢？
Are you going to ask, is this the church of God or is this Judaism?
到了第三世纪的时候，
When we arrive at the third century,
历史学家告诉我们，
Historians tell us,
可能那个时候他们已穿上了祭司的衣服了。
It was at that time that they probably wore the priestly garments.
你看见本来没有的，
Before there were no
garments. 现在慢慢他们开始祭司的衣服了。
Now suddenly they are wearing garments of
the priest. 那么这个祭司衣服该什么样的衣服呢？
So what are the priestly garments?
一切都向旧约看齐。
It starts from the Old Testament.
你看见吗？这个大祭司也是旧约的。
The high priest is from the Old Testament.
那你要穿衣服的话也要像祭司的衣服。
And then in the Old Testament you have to wear the priestly
garments. 所以慢慢这些圣品人就开始穿那些衣服。
So the clergy started to wear priestly garments.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故，你看见慢慢慢慢的，你慢慢的就看见说这里好像有一个东西。
Now you see a thing here.
就在那个时候，
and is at that time,
因为越来逼迫越厉害，
the persecution became great.
还有教会里面有许多的异端，
and there are many heresies in the church.
比方说， For example, 那个时候的异端，实在说来最严重的就是哥罗西的异端。
And the most the dangerous heresy was the Colossian heresy.
那么这些这个大佬们，这些 father， 他们为着要解决这些异端，
but to resolve the issue of these heresies.These fathers,
当他们对付这些异端的时候，
when they dealt with these heresies,
因为这些异端人怎么讲呢？
What did the heretics say?
他说我们暗中有主耶稣的命令。
They say that in secret we actually have God's commandment.
那么你现在怎么来对付他们呢？
How are you going to deal with them?
所以慢慢一个思想就出来了。
So a thought started to occur.
这些建筑不光是建筑。
These bishops are not only bishops.
这个建筑跟使徒有某一种的关系。
These bishops have something to do with the apostles.
所以他们中间有一些关系的。
So there is a link there.
他们是继承使徒的。
They are the ones who succeed the apostles.
他们一路下来。
In that same line.
在我们所有认识的建筑里面，他们从来没有这个教训。
Of all the bishops that we know, there was never this teaching.
他们觉得教会里面不能有这个异端。
They said there can't be this heresy in the church.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为根据这个传承下来的。
According to the succession.
没有这个思想。
There's not this thought.
所以根据这个，我们就可以对付这些异端。
So because of that, we can deal with the heresy.
那弟兄们，慢慢他们就发现对付异端有一个办法。
To deal with the heresy, they had a way.
就是第一，你要看见我们需要有建筑。
First,We have to have bishops.
这个建筑呢是从这个建筑呢是从跟使徒的继承有关，就一直接续下来，有一条线连下来的。
There is a succession, a line of succession from the apostles.
那么好了，这些人都没有这些，都看不见这些异端。
So you can't see the heresies here.
所以教会的真理是在这些人身上来维持的。
So the truth of the church is maintained upon these people.
所以只要在教会里面就没有异端。
So as long as you're in the church, there's no heresy.
所有的异端一定在教会外面的。
Heresies are outside of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个结果是什么？
What was the result?
不只是一个地方有一个建筑。
Not only was there one place,
one bishop. 现在一个区域有一个更大的建筑。
A district or metropolis had another bishop.
然后等到有难处的时候，
And when there was a difficulty,
他们可以解决的时候。
To resolve the issue,
所以这个时候就可以对付异端了。
Then they can deal with the heresies.
所以不知不觉的，
so unbeknownst to them,
你看见全世界就变成一个教会了。
The entire world became a church.
那么这个时候，如果是一个教会， 教会的话
But if at that time it was one
那应该有个最大的才可以
Then you have to have one who is the greatest.
所以慢慢的罗马的建筑就应该变成最大的
So slowly you would see that the Roman bishop would be the greatest.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
慢慢慢慢的等到主等到第三世纪末了的时候
So slowly toward the end of the third century,
那个情形是什么情形呢
What was the condition there?
那个情形就是整个的教会从外面来看好像变成犹太教了
The entire church outwardly looking in was like they became Judaized
或者这样说吧
In other words
根据人的智慧
According to man's wisdom
有一个宗教产生了
There was a religion that was
你怎么知道它是宗教
How do you know it was a religion?
犹太教怎样是宗教它也怎样是宗教
However, Judaism is a religion, that's a religion
犹太教有圣殿他们有礼拜堂
Judaism has the synagogue, they have a
犹太教有大祭司他们有主教有 bishop.
They have a, in Judaism you have the high priest, here you have a bishop.
犹太教有立位人他们有 deacons.
Judaism you have Levites, here you have deacons.
那么犹太教有献祭他们有献祭。
Judaism you have sacrifices, you have sacrifices.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果从人的角度来看
in man's view,
现在有一个宗教是完全成立了。
Here is a religion that is completely developed.
它满足了所有宗教的条件。
It fulfills all the conditions of being a religion.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你知道吗这里不只是尼哥拉党的行为跟教训
Here we do not only see the teachings and deeds of the Nicolaitans
现在你看见就充满了犹太人的谎话和毁谤的话
But here we also see the slander and the lies of the Jews
所以一面你就看见慢慢教会就这样的就慢慢慢慢慢的教会就这样的放松了
And it is slowly how the church became lax
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
感谢主
Thank the Lord
主呼召的圣者
The Lord calls for overcomers.
主怎么说呢
What did he say?
然后还有一件可取的事就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为这也是我所恨恶的
Here the Lord says that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
那弟兄姊妹 Brothers, 我们要记得一件事
Let us remember.
尼格拉党的行为和教训
The teachings and the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
或者犹太化的这个行为
Or the Judaism.
主说这是我所恨恶的。
The Lord says, this is what I hate.
弟兄姊妹，为什么主恨恶？
Why does the Lord hate this?
因为本来新酒装在新皮带上。
Before the new wine was to be put in new wine.
当这个制度建立起来的时候。
But when the system was created.
你把教会变成地上宗教里面的一个宗教。
You have turned the church into a religion in this world.
基督的身体在什么地方？
Where is the body of Christ?
有组织，但是生命到哪里去？
There is an organization, but where is life?
有几个肢体在那里动，其他大部分的肢体到哪里去了？
There are some members moving, but where are the rest of the members?
所以主说，我恨恶，这也是我所恨恶的。
The Lord said, which I also hate.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看见这些形成，这些尼格拉党的形成，
These deeds of the Nicolaitans,
有一个原因的，
There's one reason,
是因为教会受了逼迫。
It's because the church was persecuted.
你要维持神儿女的合一。
You want to maintain the unity of
God. 你要兼顾神的儿女。
You want to feed the children of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看这些有它的好处。
There are some good points.
监督有它的好处。
There are good points for bishops.
大家连在一起有它的好处。
For everybody to be gathered together.
那不光这样，里面有了异端。
But there, then heresies.
为什么弟兄姊妹不会跟异端走呢
？Why don't brothers and sisters follow heresies?
你看见，只要在教会里面才有救恩。
Because in the church there's salvation.
你一离开教会就没有救恩了。
When you leave the church, there's no salvation.
刚当初居皮良这么讲的时候
，When Cyprian said this,
他是指着理想的教会说的。
He was speaking of ideal church.
离开理想的教会是没有救恩的。
If you were to leave an ideal church, there's no salvation.
他忘记了。他忘记了教会乃是那些蒙恩的罪人召聚在一起的
That is, the church is those who saved by grace gathered together.
所以没有多久以后
so, shortly after,
这句话就变成在罗马教会之外就没有救恩了
So slowly these, the words of Cyprian became outside of the Roman church there is no salvation.
但是不管怎么样弟兄姊妹
But not only that,
现在你看见说
now you see,
慢慢教会走向黑暗
Now the church is going to the dark.
慢慢 慢这些会继续演变的。
Things will start to happen.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
到了第三世纪末了的时候。
At the end of the third century.
你看见这个就是教会放松的情形。
This is the condition of how the church can
move. 难怪我们的主心放不下。
No wonder our Lord continues to remember this.
弟兄姊妹，你把基督的身体变成一个基督教了。
If you have turned the church of our Lord into a religion.
当初保罗所以上了锁链。
And even though Paul was in handcuffs,
就是因着这个缘故
because of that,
教会可以免去像犹太教一样
the church can be delivered from being Judaized.
教会是基督的身体然后才能够盛装那个新酒的
the church is the body of Christ, therefore it can contain the new wine.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在你明白吗
Do you understand?
在这里所有得胜的人
All the overcomers.
神说要将乐园中生命树的果子赐给他。
He says that he will give him the tree of life in the paradise of God.
这是什么意思
？What does that mean？
你知道这些思想从哪里来的
？Where did these thoughts come from？
这些思想乃是从知识善恶树来的。
These thoughts came from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
知识善恶树给人最大的贡献就是宗教。
The greatest accomplishment of the tree of the good of knowledge and evil is it gave man
religion. 所有的宗教都是从知识善恶树来的。
All religions start from the tree of
knowledge
of good and evil.
要把生命树的果子给他吃。
But those who overcome will give you the fruit of the tree of life.
弟兄姊妹，你看这两个东西很像很像的。
These things are very similar.
但是问题在这里。
But the question is,
是不是一定要用合一的办法？
It is because you want to try to become one.
是不是要用这些人的办法
？You want to use man's ways.
然后就能够经过逼迫呢
？And then you can go through persecution.
然后就能够保守神的儿女不失去这个所有不这个能够保守神的儿女就不走到异端里面去。
So you can protect the children of God so they don't fall into heresy.
所以感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在教会历史里面
，In the church, in church,
神兴起另外一帮人。
God raised another people
来做这个问题的答案
to resolve this issue.
在十二世纪的时候
in the 12th century,
我们知道天主教异端裁判所
when we knew that an inquisitor said,
他们在那里研究很多的异端
when the inquisition looked at all the different heresies,
他们要对付这些异端
they wanted to deal with the heresies.
他们有一个报告
they had a report.
他说从第一世纪到现在有70个大的异端
they said that from the first century until now there's 70 big heresies.
但一个最难对付的异端
but the heresy that is most difficult to
deal with 这个异端叫做 Valdenses 叫做谷中的弟兄们
the most difficult heresy to deal with is the Valdenses.
他们有三个特点
they have three special features.
第一他们到处都是
first they were scattered everywhere.
第二他们的行为太好了
secondly their works were very good.
所以第三他们从第三世纪就已经开始了
and thirdly they began from the third century.
他们甚至可以推到使徒时代
you might even take them all the way back to the apostolic age.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹如果这个话是对的
if these words are
true, 你看见那个时候主已经兴起一般得胜者了
the Lord already raised an overcomers during that time.
结果他们个个都读圣经
and they all read their Bibles.
他们个个也出去传福音
they all preached the gospel.
所以教皇没有办法
so the,
教皇没有办法
the Pope had no way.
就下了个命令
so he had a command.
凭信徒不可以读圣经的。
The common man cannot read the Bible.
他们有人把新约圣经都背过来了。
Some memorized the New Testament.
他们在厨房里面就剥饼了。
And they broke bread in their kitchens.
弟兄姊妹，他们的真理，他们真理一点都不糊涂。
Their truth was not mistaken.
他们所看见就是四百年以后马丁路德所看见的。
What they saw was what Martin Luther saw 400 years ago.
结果罗马天主教对付他们。
And the Roman Catholic Church dealt with.
他们用十字军来追赶他们。
They were chased by crusaders.
十字军是对付。异教徒对于 pagan 的
the crusaders were to go after pagans
结果这些人教会不能容纳他们
but the church did not accept these
他们本来躲在这个躲在阿尔卑拜斯山的山谷里
they used to hide in the caves of the Alps
在意大利这边
in the side of Italy
他们追他们
but they were chased
下雪天的时候他们抱着孩子就往山上跑
and during the snowy days they would climb up the mountains
然后翻到法国那边
and they would cross over to France
有三千人躲在一个洞里面
3,000 people hid in a cave
这个罗马就像蜘蛛人一样从上面掉下来放火把他们全部烧死
and these Roman people came across like spiders and then they burnt them to death
30年之内
within 30 years
有90万人为主殉道
there were 900,000 people martyred for
不要忘记弟兄姊妹
don't forget
头300年的教会历史
In the first 300 years of church history,
500,000人为主殉道,
there were 5 million martyrs for the
Lord. 如果换成现在的人口的话,
if you are to transform it, change it into today's words,
是1万万人为主殉道,
there was 100 million people who
但你想想看,
died.
But remember, 那个是300年,
300 years,
现在是30年,
but within 30 years,
有90万人被这些人喝了圣徒的血, 有90万人。
900,000 of these were bled the saints' blood.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
他们有300年、400年之久,
for 300-400 years,
从一个地方到另外一个地方,
from one place to another.
你如果到德国的话,
if you go to Germany,
你不要住在旅馆里面,
don't live in a hotel.
你只要住在每一个弟兄家里就可以,
you can go and stay at a brother and sister's house.
光是在法国南边,
in France, of the southern part of France,
有1000个这样的聚会,
there are 1,000 such gatherings.
如果你能知道他们的故事,
if you know their story,
现在我们要问一个问题,
we have to ask,
那么是不是因着这个缘故, 他们就没有,他们在, 他们是不是就没有难处了呢?
Does it mean they have no difficulties among them?
我的意思就是说, 是不是他们这个真理就有问题了呢?
Does that mean that their truth has a problem?
他们真理一点问题也没有。
They have no problems with the
我们知道别的也许有问题。
truth. Maybe they have problems with nothing.
但是Valdenses,
but the Valdenses,
连今天的天主教的历史学家承认他们真理没有问题。
Even the historians of the Catholic Church say today that they had no problems with the
truth. 他们没有一个组织把他们维持在一起，叫他们真理没有问题。
They had no organization to keep the truth.
基督是他们元首。
But Christ was their head.
就亲自保守他们。
The Christ protected them.
结果弟兄姊妹, 你看见什么事发生呢?
What happened?
他们唯一的罪是什么?
What was their only sin?
他们唯一的罪就是反对圣品制度。
And their only sin was they were against clericalism.
换句话说,
in other words,
他们恨恶你。
They hated the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
主说我也恨恶。
The Lord said, I also hate.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这些人主是把生命的果子赐给他们吃。
The Lord gave them of the tree of life.
他们也得到知识。
And they gained the knowledge.
是生命的知识。
That knowledge of life.
神话语里面的知识。
The knowledge of the word.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见那些最大的头脑,
when you see the greatest minds,
当他们支取知识善恶树果子的时候,
when they receive of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil,
他们的确有很多的办法。
They have many ways.
但是最后变成什么?
But what happened?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brother, sister,
最后你看见就不再是那个新的皮带了。
No longer is it the new wineskin.
旧皮带又回来了。
The old wineskin has returned.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主爱他的教会。
The Lord loves his church.
所以主呼召的圣者。
The Lord calls for overcomers.
你看见这一般的弟兄们,
these brothers and sisters,
就让这三世纪许多弟兄姊妹脸上蒙羞。
They will bring shame to those of the third century.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord, brothers.
这是主在教会中所做的。
This is what the Lord has done in the church.
那最后我要告诉弟兄姊妹, 这一叫肮脏地方到底是什么东西。
So as we explained yesterday, I want to explain to you what is this blurry part on the table.
我们知道经过300年,
we know through 300 years,
教会经过大逼迫。
The church has gone through much persecution.
教会经过大逼迫什么意思?
What does it mean that the church went through persecution?
因为他们所信的主挂在十字架上。
Because the Lord that they believed in was hung on the cross.
他们现在为主受苦。
They are now suffering for
the Lord's sake. 他们磨成神儿子的形象。
They are conformed to the image of his son.
主怎样钉十字架?
How the Lord was crucified.
现在他们经历十字架的重演和十字架的延长。
Now they see the repetition and the prolongation of the cross.
经过300年以后,
after 300 years,
荣耀的复活,
the glorious resurrection,
奇妙的丰盛,
the amazing harvest.
我再说弟兄姊妹,
I say, brothers and
sisters, 当初是罗马帝国征服这个世界,
before the Roman Empire conquered this world,
不要忘记,
don't forget,
罗马有兵有枪,
the Romans had soldiers and weapons.
甚至儿女手里都没有东西,
the people of God had nothing in their
他们只有十字架的记号,
they only had the mark of the cross.
他们都是背十字架的人,
they are the ones who took up the cross.
不管是寻道不寻道, 他们都这样的人,
whether they were martyrs or not, they were these type of
people. 300年之久,
300 years,
乃是基督十字架的重演和延长,
it is the cross was repeated and prolonged.
最后殆尽复兴,
finally bringing in revival.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
为什么他们逼迫神的教会不能摧毁教会呢
Why when they persecuted the church they couldn't destroy the church?
这里有一张真的图画
Here is a real picture.
应该是彩色的图画
It should be a color picture.
今天如果你 到意大利你能找到这张图画
You will see this picture in Italy today.
你可以用你的 iPhone click click 你可以 click 这张照片
Use your iPhone and you'll be able to take this picture.
我们知道说在 意大利在拿不勒斯那个附近有一个王宫就是尼禄的皇宫
We know that there is a palace near Naples. That is the palace of Nero.
他在夏天就在那里 度假的
That's his summer palace.
也在那个地方他把他的母亲毒死的
And it was there that he poisoned to death his mother.
他把他母亲放在一个舰放在船上
He actually put his mother on a boat.
结果那个船呢就沉掉了
And that boat sunk.
他的妈妈命很大还会游泳
And the mother actually could still swim.
就从岸上游上来
And then she actually swam to the, shore.
游上来的地方
And at that shore.
就是保罗带着锁链从那个地方上岸的地方
And it is actually the same place where Paul, when he was handcuffed, came ashore.
你看见吗本来是建在的罗马的竞技场是个湖
Before,
amphitheater.
The amphitheater was actually like a lake.
原来是 lake.
Was actually a lake.
那么那个附近有一个尼禄的皇宫
And then you have Nero's palace.
结果很多基督徒被包在野兽里面
And then there are many...
被包在野兽的皮里面
Then many of those were actually clothed with wild beast skin.
然后用火烧了当作火炬
And then they were actually burned.
到了晚上的时候尼禄骑着他的马车到处走宣布他的得胜
And then Nero at night would go around proclaiming his victory.
三百年之久弟兄姊妹
300 years.
神的儿女经过的是许多的苦难
The children of God suffered.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
你看见吗最后是荣耀的复活
Then it's a glorious resurrection.
就在现在罗马尼禄皇宫的废墟里面
So now in the ruins of the palace of Nero.
就在那废墟里面你看见有一个无花果树
You will now today, you will see a fig tree.
是倒过来长的
It's a fig tree that is upside
down. 就像这样完全倒过来长的
If you see, it's an upside down fig tree.
它这个结果你看见吗这个从上面长下来的
It is growing from the top to the bottom.
这什么意思
What does that mean?
这个就是教会头两三百年的见证
This is the testimony of the church in the first 300
years. 他们要砍那个叶子要砍那个枝子
Every time you cut the branches and the leaves,
那根永远在天上
The root is forever in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
神是幽默的神
God is a God of humor.
一直到2000年后的今天
Even until 2000 years later.
在意大利
In Italy.
就在靠近拿破勒斯那个地方
Near Naples.
你能够亲眼看见这一幅图画
You can see with your own eyes this picture.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这就是基督的见证
This is the testimony of Christ.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
头三百年
First 300
years. 有软弱
There was weakness.
有失败
There was failure.
也有得胜
But there's victory.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
主有没有失败呢
Did the Lord fail?
主为他自己还留下七千人没有向巴利屈膝
There was still 7,000 who did not bow down to the prophet Baal.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
这就是主自己的见证
This is his own testimony.
我们低头祷告
Let us pray.
主啊我们感谢你
Lord, we want to thank you.
为这些话我们不能不把荣耀归给你
For these words, we cannot help but give you
all
the glory.
但用这些话纪念我们在座比较年轻的弟兄
May you use these words and remember our young ones before us.
看见今天的见证已经交在他们的身上
The testimony has been trusted to them.
如果你迟延的话
If you are to tarry.
但愿他们能够起来接过这个火把
May they be able to receive the torch.
好迎接你自己的回来
To receive and hasten your return.
听我们的祷告
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督得胜的名
In Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.